Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our second day talking about hot springs in Taiwan. It's the middle of winter now, and maybe you're kind of cold sitting there at home. Your space heater just isn't doing the trick. Maybe you ought to have a soothing soak in a hot spring.
That sounds really good. I actually broke down and finally bought a space heater last year.
You did?
For my feet. Yeah, my feet get cold sometimes. I don't think Taiwan is cold.
No.
I used to live in New York where it snows, people.
Mm.
Taiwan is very, very comfortable, I think. But, yeah, sometimes my feet would get a little cold for about a week out of the whole year. So I bought a little space heater. But you know what?
What?
The hot springs sound so much more soothing.
Yeah, they are very soothing, especially during the winter. I can't imagine having a hot spring bath in the middle of the hot summer.
Oh.
I don't know who would do that.
It's too hot.
But during the winter, of course, there are a couple of things I do to help keep warm. One is to, yes, soak in a hot spring. The other is to have huoguo, or hot pot, because that seems very, very appropriate.
Malada.
Mala. Well, it depends.
I like spicy hot
pot. You like the spicy ones? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too. I don't have to have that, but anything will do. But hey, we're talking about hot springs today, having a soak in a hot spring. And last time, of course, we were talking about the ones on Green Island there, mm-hmm. and we also talked about the ones in Sinbeito. But today we're going to continue talking about some more hot springs, especially in different parts of the world, especially Europe there. So, hey, let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. Outside Taiwan, there are many fascinating hot springs for people to soak in, or simply admire. In Europe, there are several Roman-era baths, some of which people can still bathe in today. One of those is the Kaiser Friedrich Therma in Wiesbaden, Germany. The site was first built 2,000 years ago by the Romans, and the modern complex was built on the former site in 1913. This bathing palace gives guests a taste of luxury with its magnificent Roman-inspired interiors and a varied range of sauna bathing. The Kaiser Friedrich Therma is among the world's most lavish and historical spas. While it's no longer possible to get in the original springs in Bath, England, these Roman buildings are still worth seeing. The Romans found a natural hot spring there between 60 and 70 AD. They developed the site for about 300 years, though it was destroyed in the 6th century. The site of the Roman baths was rebuilt and now stands as a well-preserved relic of the Roman Empire. It is also a major tourist attraction that receives more than 1 million visitors every year. People all over the world love hot springs because they are believed to provide a number of health benefits. Using hot springs can improve a person's blood circulation and soothe any arthritis or digestive problems. They can also eliminate toxins from the body and help treat skin infections. In addition, getting into a hot spring is guaranteed to wash your stress away. If you're looking for a different way to relax both body and mind, try visiting a hot spring near you.
Let's talk about some hot springs that are outside Taiwan or not within the country of Taiwan. There are many fascinating hot springs for people to soak in or simply admire. If something's fascinating, you just can't get enough of it. It's really interesting to you. It's very appealing. Maybe you've seen a fascinating movie lately or read a fascinating book and you just want to tell all your friends about it. Well, here are some fascinating hot springs for people to soak in. Put themselves in that water, remember, and keep yourself there for a while means to soak. Or you could just simply admire them. If you admire something, you feel a lot of respect for it. You think it's pretty great. So you can look at something and really enjoy it. And if you're doing that, you're admiring it.
Right. I really admire my grandfather, for example. But here, you can just look at them, enjoy them, and you can't really soak in them because I think they're like historical relics. We'll talk about some of those in just a second. But today, we're going to Europe. And in Europe, there are several Roman-era baths some of which people can still bathe in today. Now, of course, as you know, everybody, Europe at one time was controlled by the Roman Empire, and they spread out all over the place. Of course, they were based in Rome there, modern-day Rome, that city, but they controlled all of Italy and northern Africa, going all the way up to England there. So, of course, you would expect some relics to be left over from the Roman era. Era just means a period of history, a time in history. And there are several Roman-era baths, and some of them you can even bathe in today. They're not just historical relics only.
Notice that a bath is B-A-T-H, but if you bathe, that's the verb. It's a B-A-T-H-E, bathe. So one of those baths we're talking about is the Kaiser Friedrich Therme in Wiesbaden, Germany. The site was first built 2,000 years ago by those Romans, and it's still there. It's amazing. We're calling it a modern complex, and it was built on the former site in 1913. Well, we now have a more modern version that was built in the same area that they first built the baths there 2,000 years ago. So you're not going to go there and see the baths from 2,000 years ago. So don't expect that, but you will see a modern complex on that site. A complex here is a noun. This means a group of buildings. It could be a group of apartments. It could be a group of sports facilities that you're looking at. So it's a group of buildings that are all located near each other. They're used for a particular purpose.
Could be a medical complex as well. Clinics and hospitals.
Lots of doctors. Yeah, yep. Lots of doctors in that area. Different buildings are separate, but together they're like a little community where some similar purpose is going on. They built the modern complex on the former site in 1913. It's still kind of old, though, right?
Yeah, just over 100 years old, so that's still worth seeing.
Cool.
Worth seeing, and this bathing palace gives guests a taste of luxury, a taste of something, a sample of it. You can check it out. Luxury, of course, refers to having great comfort. Some of us, of course, can afford basic cars like a Mazda or a Toyota or a Nissan or something. But if you want to buy a luxury car, hey, you're going to buy a BMW, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Rolls-Royce. That would be luxury, something of great comfort that is very extravagant and very expensive. So you can get a taste of that because it has these magnificent Roman-inspired interiors. Interior, of course, is the interior of a building. Magnificent just means really, really wonderful, really, really great. Of course, it's based on the word magnify, which means to make something bigger when you look at it.
You know, I could say, oh, the view from the top of Yangmingshan is magnificent. Or I could say the castles in Europe are magnificent.
They sure are.
They're so impressive, very beautiful. Well, the Roman-inspired interiors, that's the inside of a building, are quite magnificent. You know, those Romans had a lot of money, and they would build very luxurious places. So you're going to see some cool interiors. There's also a varied range of sauna bathing. Sauna is referred to these days as sort of a health treatment. People go and sit or lie down in a sauna. It's very hot inside. My dad loves the sauna. I don't find it very relaxing. It's a little too hot for me. I hate to be hot. I'll just be honest. I hate to be hot. But it's very good for you. You can sweat out some of the impurities in your body. Makes you feel a little better. And you can lose weight.
Yes, indeed. When I was young, of course, I thought the word sauna just referred to that hot room that just has the hot air in there.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of swimming pools in Taiwan have saunas, but I guess it could also involve steam.
Yes.
Basically, it's any room that's really hot inside, and they have it hot inside there on purpose. So, yes, they have all these saunas there, a varied range of sauna bathing that you can experience at this place in Germany, and the Kaiser Friedrich Therme is among the world's most lavish and historical spas. Lavish is kind of like luxury or luxurious. It just means it has a lot of stuff. It's very elaborate. It's luxurious. Like some people, of course, spend lots of money to have a lavish wedding banquet.
Mm-hmm. So you use a lot of money. It's very rich. It's expensive. It has an expensive quality about it. Some people have a lavish home. You could have a lavish party where you spend a lot of money and you have tons of food. That's kind of cool. It's also described as being a historical spa. If something's historical, it's related to history sometime back in the past. If you go to a historical museum, you're going to a museum that shows objects that are from the history of some place. So it's a historical spa. Well, it's no longer possible to get in the springs of Bath, and that's how they say in England, Bath. Bath, England. We say Bath because we're Americans, but they say Bath. There's still some Roman buildings that are worth seeing over there. I did go to Bath one time with some girlfriends, and I didn't go to see the springs or the Roman buildings. I went there because it's where Jane Austen was born.
Ooh.
It was a beautiful trip. It's a great city, so if you go to England, don't just stay in London. Go to Bath. It's a great little day trip. You can go there. It's cool because they've got these old Roman buildings that are still around. And we're saying here they're worth seeing. If something's worth doing, worth seeing, it means it's valuable. It's important enough to do. It deserves your time. If you really want to do well in school and get a good job, it's worth studying hard for. Come on. So if something's worth it, it just means it's valuable and you're really glad you did it.
It's worth seeing. Or you could talk about the value of something like, hey, how much is that watch worth? How much money did you pay for it? Well, it's a fake Rolex. I only paid like $100 US for it. But here, these buildings are worth seeing. Mm. It's worth your time to go check them out. The Romans found a natural hot spring there between 60 and 70 A.D.
Wow.
Interesting. England, isn't that kind of away from the Ring of Fire? What are hot springs doing in England? Well, I suppose hot springs could be anywhere, but they are especially numerous along the Ring of Fire here in the Pacific Ocean or along the Pacific Ocean. And the Romans found a natural hot spring there a long time ago between 60 and 70 A.D., so that was the first century.
If you've watched any of those movies where they show ancient Rome, you'll notice those guys really love to bathe a lot.
Mm.
They had a lot of baths. So I'm not surprised that they were looking for more natural hot springs outside the city of Rome. They found it a long, long time ago, 60 to 70 A.D. We're going to stop here for a minute and listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue talking about some hot springs outside of Taiwan.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天的这个单元谈的是温泉，那谈台湾的温泉，还要谈国外的温泉。好，接下来就要提到欧洲。欧洲其实有很多罗马时期的浴场。那我们先看一下这边第一句话里头说到 There are many fascinating hot springs for people to soak in or simply admire. 这里要留意的是介系词放在 soak 后面的 in。 我们知道动词啊，它后面会不会先接介系词再接受词呢？跟动词本身的性质有关。如果它是一个及物动词，比如说像 admire something, 你当然就不需要介系词。可是像 soak, 这里就要加介系词 soak in hot springs。那这个 in 是需要保留的。留意到因为 soak 是不及物的哦，你要再接受词应该要有介系词。好，再来往下，下面有一个结构也很重要，那就是提到欧洲，他们说这里有罗马时期的浴场，然后呢，后面就接着 some of which people can still bathe in today, some of which, 好，我们其实提过这个句型，大家知道这种不定代名词像 some, 像 all, 像 both, 像 several, 甚至于像 many, 或者是 none, 这些都叫做不定代名词。然后呢它会跟冠带连用，用 some of which, 然后整个接的子句是放一个非限定用法的关系子句，然后修饰前面提过的东西事物等等。那以这边来说，这个 which,其实这个冠带就是连接词，它指的就是前面的 Roman era baths, 也就是罗马时期的浴场。那么当中有一些即使到今天 大家民众都还可以沐浴。好，结构上留意一下。接下来呢，我们要看一下他说德国的这个浴场是罗马人盖的，然后谈到这个浴场的说它有宏伟的罗马风格内部装潢。那我们看到这个字 Roman inspired， inspire 它本来就是启发，可是这里是过去分词哦。那 Roman inspired 讲的就是是受罗马人被罗马人所启发的这种内部装潢，那被动的过去分词组合成为一个复合形容词。好，下一段呢，一开始有一个 while。 好， while 这个字我们要留意，它是一个连接词。那连接词本身当然就是连接前后两个子句咯，可是这个字要注意是它的解释上，它有时候是时间的，但是有时候呢是一个转折词，相当于虽然或是然而。那等同的字是 whereas， whereas。 虽然说现在啊要进那个英国的 Bath 温泉这里泡澡是不可能的，不过这个罗马建筑是值得一看。看到 worth， 所以后面如果你有动作的话要写成 V-I-N-G， 也就是要用动名词。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
All right, let's continue with our lesson where we left off.We were talking about Bath, England. I'm American, I'm going to say Bath. The buildings are still worth seeing there. I suppose if you want to have a bath in Bath, England, you could do that in your hotel with regular water. And imagine that it is hot springs water. But again, the Romans were there in 60 to 70 AD, and they developed the site for about 300 years. So it's the one thing to know where the site is, the place is that has the hot springs, but...You want to develop the site. You want to build a complex of buildings where people can go there and develop ways to collect ticket money and stuff like that. And yes, they worked on the site for about 300 years, but unfortunately, it was destroyed in the 6th century. We don't know how it was destroyed. Was there a fire? Was there a war, an earthquake? We don't know, but it disappeared in the 6th century. It was destroyed. It was wrecked.
So sad, right? The 6th century, by the way, would be 500 AD, still a long, long time ago. Now, the site of the Roman baths was rebuilt, so they rebuilt the site and now stands as a well-preserved relic of the Roman Empire. So they decided, hey, you know, this was kind of a cool place a long time ago. Let's rebuild it. If something's well-preserved, it means they've taken care of it. It's in good condition.They've maintained the site over a long time, and a relic is something from the past, some sort of antique. A lot of times if someone's digging in the ground, those are called archaeologists, scientists who dig for remnants from the past, they'll find old weapons or old bowls or pottery, something that people from ancient times used to live and use, used to live with and use.As instruments. So it's kind of fun to find relics of the past.
Right, a relic, an historical object from an earlier time. There are lots of relics here in Taiwan as well. And it's well preserved. It's taken care of. They don't let it fall apart and stuff like that. And as you might expect, it is also a major tourist attraction. So tourists within England and from outside of England...They all come here to check this out, to stand in front of it and have their pictures taken and post them on the internet and stuff like that. An attraction is something that people are attracted to. They like this thing. They go there. So, of course, there are lots of tourist attractions here in Taiwan. Taroko Gorge, the Palace Museum, Kinding, Alishan. Those are all popular tourist attractions.
They sure are. Well, this tourist attraction in England, in Bath,receives more than 1 million visitors every year. I went in January, and there weren't as many visitors because it's cold in England in January. But it was very fun. People all over the world love hot springs. I think it's because they're so relaxing. And everybody gets stressed these days. We work too much. So it's nice to go and relax for a while. Well, a lot of people believe that these hot springs provide a number of health benefits. A benefit is something that's good for you, something that's good for your health.
Exactly. So, yeah, you could just soak in a hot spring to just get warm during the cold winter, but what's the point of that when you can just do that at home and soak in regular water? People, you know, they believe that hot springs provide a number or a certain amount of health benefits. They actually help your health out. For example, using hot springs can improve a person's blood circulation. Some people have problems with that.
Oh, don't you?
A little bit. In my feet, they get kind of cold during the winter.
Yeah.
I think that's because of bad blood circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed, I've often soaked my feet in hot springs. Down in Jiaxi there, they've got this little place downtown in front of the train station. You can sit there and soak your feet in the hot water. Or in another place there. Various places offer these things. You don't necessarily have to go into a resort to enjoy the hot springs. But that's one of the benefits here. Soaking in a hot spring can improve your blood circulation.
Circulation refers to the movement of blood through your body. It's caused by your heart pumping. Pumping is the action that just squirts or throws that or forces that blood through your veins. So it's kind of nice. So that's circulation. You could say, oh, this room is really stuffy. There's no air circulation. So you might want to turn on a fan and get the air moving around. Well, another benefit is a hot spring can soothe arthritis or digestive problems. Arthritis is a disease that is caused when the joints of your body become very swollen and painful. Unfortunately, one of my sisters has bad arthritis already, and she's very young.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it's very painful. Digestive is the adjective for digestion. Digestion is the process that your body uses to change food into a form that your body can use. We need vitamins and minerals and things to help our body stay healthy, and that happens after our food digests. That's the verb. So if you don't digest your food very well and maybe you have stomach problems.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, maybe a hot spring will help you.
It might, so check it out. And, of course, hot springs can also eliminate toxins from the body. To eliminate something means to get rid of that thing. Totally remove it and get rid of that thing. Of course, we're all looking for a way to eliminate disease or to get rid of disease and death. Wouldn't we all like to live forever and be healthy? To get rid of it, to eliminate. In this case, we're getting rid of toxins. Toxins are like poisons that are in the body. Sometimes when we eat things, lots of food we eat these days, they have these heavy metals in them, like aluminum and lead and stuff, so they get kind of stuck in our bodies.
Mm.
Some people believe that soaking in a hot spring can eliminate those toxins from the body.
Hot springs are also supposed to help treat skin infections. An infection is some sort of disease that's caused when germs get inside your body. So that's another good benefit. In addition, getting into a hot spring is guaranteed to wash your stress away. If something's guaranteed, it means you have a promise that it's certain to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. For example, if I decide not to take my umbrella out with me, of course, it's always a guarantee that it's going to rain. So you should always carry your umbrella in Taiwan.
Especially Taipei. I always take an umbrella with me.
I know.
And so, yes, indeed, it's guaranteed to wash your stress away. So, yes, if you have a busy, stressful job, like selling stocks and futures and things like that, hey, on the weekend, you might want to take time off and head to a hot spring and soak in it because it's guaranteed to wash your stress away. This is a phrase here, to wash something away. It just means something is eliminated, in this case, by using water. Stress, of course, is pressure. We all feel stress or pressure in our daily lives.
Sometimes we'll use that phrase to wash your troubles away. If you have things that are bothering you, sometimes you just need a change of pace. Maybe you need a quick vacation over the weekend to wash your stress away, wash your troubles away. This sounds like a great idea. So if you're dealing with a lot of pressure or stress from school or work, you might consider taking a couple of days off and going to visit a nice hot spring. They're all very convenient. You don't even have to leave the country of Taiwan. You can go somewhere in Taiwan and just relax a little bit.
You sure can. My goodness, so many people are talking about traveling overseas and stuff like that, spending money on tickets and hotels and stuff like that, when you can just have wonderful things happening to you right here under your nose in good old Taiwan, La Isla Formosa. And that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. We'd like to hear one more time from our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
好，我们继续来往下看。谈到说 Bath 这个温泉，他们罗马人来这里开发有大概300年之久。那后来在西元6世纪被摧毁了，可是他又说这个罗马浴场呢又在重建，然后成为一个怎么样的罗马帝国时期的遗迹呢？他用到一个复合形容词 well preserved。 well preserved 是一个 well 然后接着一个过去分词，我们看到 well 这个字后面所接的其实常常都是用过去分词，然后组合成为一个复合形容词。举例来说，这个就是好好的完整的被保存的。那我们有别的复合形容词，像 well organized 就是表示组织架构完好， well prepared 是一个人准备得很好， well educated 是一个人受过良好的教育。所以呢，这个我们可以把它当作一个像是固定用语一样，下次再用 well 然后接一个过去分词这样子的复合形容词的时候，你会觉得其实是很自然，根本不用另外再记。我们再来看下面最后这一段，说到世界各地的人都很爱温泉。那因为我们都相信其实温泉带来健康的好处， a number of， 我们稍微注意这个片语，当然也不难，我们要留意的是它后面接的名词的可数性。如果用 a number of， 你要接的是可数名词，那我们常常拿相对的另外一个 an amount of， a small amount of， a large amount of 这个片语来跟它做对照，因为 amount 这个后面的接的就变成是不可数名词了。再来，下面这句的结构也要留意，下面说到 using hot springs can improve a person's blood circulation， 当然意思就是说用温泉可以改善一个人的血液循环。那 using hot springs 这个 V-I-N-G 动名词片语当主词我们常见，而且如果它后面接的是一个 be 动词的话，就要留意它的单复数咯，因为动名词当主词是当作单数来看的。怎么说？如果你往下读就会看到另外一个例子，在In addition 这个后面，也就是除此之外，他说到 Getting into a hot spring is guaranteed to wash your stress away， 看到了吗？ Getting into a hot spring 这个动名词片语当主词，后面的 be 动词是 is。
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us and enjoy your stay at the hot spring resort when you go. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.